All right, Shabbos, say good morning. So we are picking up on page Kuf Lamid. Page Kuf Lamid, still in Parak Yud Aleph. So remember again, we're talking over, so he writes over Sira. So remember again, we're talking about over here, the Midah of Kina, jealousy. So we spoke about so far two different types of jealousy. One type of jealousy, which is the jealousy that rots a person from within. Jealousy, which creates a certain level of paralysis. And then there's a second type of jealousy, which goes ahead and creates almost like a cold indifference. A cold indifference, he says, Yiskare rucham bir osam echad ola eza maili yisera. Visira shebefim. So in this second level of jealousy, where a person, it doesn't rot a person on the inside, it doesn't create paralysis, but it creates a distance in relationships, right? This is really something very interesting, that it's difficult for me to be around people who are more successful than me, having more brachas than me. Visira, shebefim efshar shiomru dvarim kismechim omodim al tavaso. In this second category, it's possible that I may be able to give a mazel tov, or very nice, or happy for your accomplishment, meaning externally, I will go ahead and emote a sense of joy. Achlibam rafa bikirbam. But in my heart, I'm very distressed. V'udavar ye'ara alarov b'nei adam, ki'af api shol yu b'alei kina mamish, amnam lo nikul gamrei. And Al-Kham makes an amazing statement. He says, most of us are afflicted by this. An incredible statement. Most people are afflicted by this reality. Namely, that although, again, I don't suffer, Baruch Hashem, from the first type of kina, right? The kina which literally rots me from within and ultimately leads to paralysis. But most of us have difficulty seeing the success of the other. Seeing this says that without some tinge of jealousy about it. Kol Shekin, he says further, and all the more so, in Bal Umnaso Matzliach Ba. So I'll say, so where does kina become most acute? When someone, right, when someone has Bal Umnaso, someone who has the same career as you, right? Someone who has the same career, and yet what? They're very Matzliach, and I'm not as Matzliach. He says, Shekvar Kol Uman Sani Lachavre. You know, he quotes away in the Medrash. The Medrash says that every person hates his friend who is in the same profession as him. You know, you would think, oh, that's so wonderful. I'm in the same line of work of all of my friends. Says marriage is not so wonderful. It's not so wonderful. There's a natural jealousy. Because, again, I will say, remember, as we're going to see, the Midah of Kina is really built on the false premise that there's a pie, right? And the more of the pie you have, the less there is for me. So therefore, by definition, if I see someone having success, especially success in the industry and in the field that I am in, I automatically assume that there is less success for me. Now, the truth is, we know theologically that's flawed. There is a pie. You have your pie, I have my pie, and the more of your pie that you get does not go ahead and leave anything less for me. But that requires a level of emunah, to believe that every person has their own pies. We're going to discuss. So therefore, the Ramchal says, sometimes this kina becomes most acute in people, with people who experience success in the same line of work that I'm in. The Chol Shekin, in Masliach Bal Yosef Meres. Well, see, this is an incredible statement. He says, all the more so if the person is more successful than me, which says something amazing. The element jealousy, kina, is not necessary. We often think that kina refers to something, refers to a situation where someone has something that I don't. The Ramchal says, no, that's not true. Kina often manifests itself in a situation where someone is successful. Even if I am technically more successful than that person, even if I have more than that person, but at the end of the day, to see someone else be successful, for many of us, awakens a sense of jealousy within. Again, says Zan Chana, all the more so if it's a success in the same industry. So I'll say, but here's the problem. Lo yadu v'lo yavinu. Jealousy is by definition built on misinformation and mistakes. Ki ein adam nogeh b'muchan l'chavir afilu k'malim. I will say, this is such a profound gemara, right? And this gemara is probably one of the most important recipes for happiness in life. Literally translated, a person cannot touch that which is prepared for his friend, afilu kimali nima, even a hair's breadth. Which means what? Whatever I have is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for me. And whatever you have is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for you. And no matter how wildly successful you may be, and no matter how much effort and ishtaglos you put in, you're going to get what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazman for you. But your success will never take away from me. So we'll say, again, easy words to read. But especially if you think about this, right? In society conditions us to think that there's one pie. Theology conditions us to think that there are individual pies, right? It's individual personal pies, right? People have everything in life is your own personal pie. Whatever you get, that's yours. That has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with anyone else. And I'll say, but isn't it incredible? So much, there is so much kina that goes on, and we all experience it. It's human. So let's say, I want to tell you, isn't part of the Parakeet Aleph, feels like we've been learning Parakeet Aleph as long as the Daf Yomi cycle has been going on. Right? They've been in Parakeet Aleph for a while. But isn't it incredible? It's so validating. Because what Ramchal is telling us is that all of these midas, like Arayos and Kas and Kino, all things that are like terrible, terrible midos, Ramchal is telling us, we all have it. We all have elements of it. We all suffer with pieces of it. And here, ultimately, again, in Kino, he says, you have to remind yourself that in Adam Nogea Bemuchan Lachadero Afilu Kimali Nima. If it's yours, if it's meant for you, no one else can touch it. No matter how wildly successful someone else may be, no one can take away the chilek that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set for you. Va'akol kasher lakol me'Hashem Hu. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atzaso hanifla, v'chachmosu abilti nodas, hine lo haya lahem tam litzta'er betovas re'ehem klal. We'll say, isn't this incredible? Kina, this is true for a lot of things in life, but kina stems from a lack of emuna. A person who has intact emuna doesn't get jealous. Why not? Because at the end of the day, I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechin. He prepares my portion for me, and he prepares your portion for you. And the truth is, your portion has nothing to do with me. My portion has nothing to do with yours. You should be wildly successful, and I should be wildly successful. And my success in no way impacts yours, and your success in no way impacts mine. But Kina is the ideology that if you get more, I get less. And says the Ramchal, that's a fundamental lack in emuna. That means that you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin one pie for all of us, but it's pashut not true. Incredible, incredible. This is how the Navi describes the Messianic era. Shalaman tia tovas Yisrael shlema, yakti HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahaser milevavenu hamida hamaguna hazos. Interestingly enough, that the Navi goes out of its way to explain that when Mashiach comes, kina is going to be taken away. Now, isn't this interesting, right? There will be no more kina. Now, it's not going to be any more kas, right? We're Jews. There's going to be kas. There's going to be anger. It's going to be meriva. There's still going to be fighting. But yet, interestingly enough, there's no kina. Why not? He says, "Va'az lo yetzar le'echa b'tov aschadero." One person will not be pained by seeing the success of his fellow. We'll say, I want to tell you something amazing. I was just having a conversation about this with someone. The person was telling me, I never discuss my brachas. The person was saying to me, you know, someone asked me how many grandchildren I have. I never tell them how many grandchildren I have. Right? If I get a mazel tov, they ask me, oh, how many do you have now? I said, one more than I had before. That's what the person was telling me. So it's interesting. So I assumed that what the person was saying was because, again, two reasons. Number one, because the Gemara says, in abracha, sholeit ela amasha soimina ayin. Right? There's a concept. I remember one of the first Musar Shmuzin I heard when I was in yeshiva, was the Mashkiach got up and he said, a person should never balance their checkbook. said, why? He says, because if you balance the checkbook, you leave no room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do nisim. Right? If you know exactly how much money is in the bank account, then how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu go ahead and add a little more? I don't know that it's the most... I think you could appreciate the machshava without implementing the advice. I want to go on record. Balance your checkbook. but it's an interesting idea. So I thought that's what the person was saying. That, you know, sometimes there's an issue of kind of being a bit more tzanua about your brachas, because at the end of the day, leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu room to do more. Or, there's another concept, which on a sensitivity level, that sometimes, again, I have brachas, someone else doesn't have those brachas. When I speak about my brachas, that may create pain for the other, knowing that he or she does not have that brachas. But then the person brought up, no, it's not either of those things. Says, jealousy. Jealousy. The person told me he's had experiences before where he spoke about his brachas, and he saw jealousy in people's eyes. So it's incredible. So here the Ramchal is saying that the Navi tells us that l'maisa when Mashiach comes, no jealousy. Isn't that incredible? No kina in the Messianic era. V'umashikasov v'sara kinas Ephraim v'sara Yehuda yikaresu v'Ephraim lo yikani es Yehuda v'Yehuda lo yotzur es Ephraim. Isn't this incredible? The Navi Yeshayahu says that when Mashiach comes, Yehuda won't be jealous of Ephraim. Ephraim won't be jealous of Yehuda. Hu ha-shalom v'ashava shalom alochi ha-sharis. When Mashiach comes, the type of tranquility that often exists amongst the angels will exist amongst us. He goes on, Shakulam smeichim b'avodasam, ish ish al mikomo, ve'ein echon miskane b'chavero klal. In the Messianic era, no jealousy. Ki chelik yodima emes lamito va'alizim alatova shabiyadu musmeichim b'chalkam. But say, what's the pshat? Why is there no jealousy in the Messianic era, says Ramchal? Because what does jealousy stem from? Jealousy stems from a fundamental theological misunderstanding that there's one big pie in life. And if you get more, I get less. But when Mashiach comes and there's a fundamental understanding that you have your pie, I have my pie, my success does not come on the heels of yours, and yours does not come on the heels of mine, then what? I could be happy for your successes, and you could be happy for my successes. I would say that's the Messianic era. Right? So the great challenge of Kina, we'll stop over here for today, the great challenge of Kina, says that Ramchal, is that sometimes it's difficult for me to be happy for your success, because at the end of the day, I feel that if you have more, I have less. But that's fundamentally flawed. Because again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin for you, what's for you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin for me, what's for me? It's hard to sometimes feel that in Olam Hazeh, but that's part of the beauty in Olam Haba. But says Ramchal, at least we should recognize it, that when we feel that tinge of jealousy, whether it's because someone else has more, especially from someone who's in the same industry that I'm in, right? If someone has more, I feel that I have less, recognize at least on an intellectual level that that is incorrect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has prepared for me every ounce of bracha that he's going to give me. And he has prepared for you every ounce of bracha that he's going to give you. And the more you get, I should be happy for you. And the more I get, you should be happy for me. All right, the boss will stop over here.